Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Independent record stores are hard to find these days. Over the past decade, more than 3,000 shops have closed across the U.S., telling the story of that decline, a new documentary, I Need That Record, The Death or Possible Survival of the Independent Record Store. It's screening tonight in the Independent Film Festival of Boston. WBUR's Andrea Shea talked with filmmaker Brendan Toler about the movie and has this report.
I Need That Record is a personal project for 22-year-old filmmaker Brendan Toler. Toler says he started tracking the demise of indie record stores as a teenager. Then, in 2006, the shop that he grew up with, Record Express in Middletown, Connecticut, became the latest casualty. And Toler knew he had to tell the story.
I really wanted to profile a few stores that were closing down and visit ones that were doing well and kind of figure out what had happened in the past 10 years in the music industry.
So Toler did what any aspiring filmmaker would do. He broke out his camera and headed down to his favorite shop to document its last days. In the film, Toler interviews the owner, Ian, who is visibly distressed about the fate of his store.
How long have you been here?
10 years.
Are you ready to move on?
He can't answer Toler's question.
To have to break down all your CD racks, it's an extremely emotional thing for any owner because they put their heart and soul in it. They're passionate about the music, and it's just so sad to see it go to, you know, like a Walmart or just some big chain store.
Well, yeah, you're talking about people lamenting and the passion that people have for records. And you're 22 years old. You're pretty much, I would say, firmly part of the iPod download generation. And I think, you know, some might be surprised that you even know what a vinyl record is.
But, I mean, there's a lot of kids my age that are vinyl enthusiasts or collectors. So at age 7, I was handed an old turntable and old Beatles record. So right from the get-go, I had that sort of education. Now kids are just growing up with music as something that's, you know, a digital file and a line of text. I think people realize what's missing with the digital.
What's missing?
Well, I mean, the object, the artwork, the smell, the touch, the grooves, the crackle, the warm sound, and definitely the sense of history.
Right, and a lot of what the sentiments you're talking about right now, this idea of loss in the film, you have customer reactions to their beloved record stores closing.
It was really intense when you actually got down to asking the people what they thought.
I'm a record junkie. This is a record junkie place to go to. Let's face it, a lot of people can steal a lot of music right off the internet.
It's like, you know, your best friend's moving away to a faraway land, and you just can't buy a plane ticket to go and find them, you know? And
yeah.
You never know when you're seeing them again.
In terms of a social place, for a lot of people that go to record stores or bookstores or comic book stores, that's their only, like, social interaction for the week for some of these guys or girls. You know, I mean, you're going to take that away from them when these stores close, so it's a real sad situation.
The film is a pretty sturdy point of view lament. What kind of efforts did you make to get interviews with people from the record labels and people who might push back somehow or defend themselves?
I reached out to Apple, to Walmart, to iTunes, to eMusic, to CD Baby, to Best Buy. I can remember this phone conversation with Best Buy. Like, oh, let me transfer you to somebody else. Oh, let me transfer you to somebody else. And then by the fifth transfer, you know, they just hang up on you. And you can keep trying and trying and writing, but, you know, I think they've all gotten that Michael Moore memo where, oh, a documentary filmmaker, uh-oh, for a 22-year-old college student, they're just going to, you know, brush you off.
But film festivals aren't brushing Toler off, although he's still trying to find a distributor. He says he made I Need That Record for about $5,000. And while the documentary chronicles the end for many indie shops nationwide, it also shows stores that are doing well by adapting. In that sense, I Need That Record isn't all doom and gloom. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Brendan Toler's documentary, I Need That Record, screens tonight at the Somerville Theater as part of the Independent Film Festival of Boston. Hey!